اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والفاتح لما سبق الناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إنما جعل السبت على الذين اختلفوا فيه وإن ربك ليحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, here he is talking or telling us of something that you may not see the relevance immediately, because Allah told us that inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifan wa lam yakun minal mushrikeen sharikan li annahu ittaba'a hadayhi ila siratin mustaqim وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. After Allah has talked at length in this surah and in concluding it, he now turned the attention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he should follow the path of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In following the path of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, a lot of things are involved. There are things that look like his path, but it's not his path. It was the custom of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that he wished to bring people together on a day, on a weekly basis, for them to remember God. Just like he wished to bring the whole world for Hajj to remember God. So here there is a problem. That's why Allah is now saying that when you hear of Sabt, innama ju'ila Sabt ala alladhina ikhtalafu fihi. Sabt or Sabbath day was put on those that had differences on the issue. Wa inna rabbaka, and for sure, O Prophet, your Lord, la yahkum bainahum, will judge between them yawm al-qiyamati, on the day of judgment, fima kanu fihi ikhtalifun, in those things that they were having differences. Now, what is Sabt, so much important about Sabt? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to ask people to gather on Fridays to remember Allah. And he gave advice on this. So when Moses came, Moses now called his people and said, it is good for us to come together once in a week to remember Allah and thank him and do less work and put in more worship. This day that Prophet Abraham has selected for us, let's take it, the day of a Friday. They said, no, we don't agree. They brought in their opinion, telling their prophets they don't agree. Why? They said, we know the first day, Yawm al-Ahad. Second day, Yawm al-Thani, Yawm al-Isnaini. The third day, Yawm al-Thulatha. The fourth day, Yawm al-Arba'i. The fifth day, Yawm al-Khamis. The sixth day, Yawm al-Jum'ati. But as Sabt is the one we want, because Allah himself said he created the whole of the creation in 6 days, from the first day to the sixth day. The seventh day he did nothing. So since Allah did nothing on that seventh day, it is that day we want to honor and also stay and be free, so that we can give all to Allah. Here they have forgotten their prophet, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Their prophet talks to Allah. Their prophet is closer to God. Whatever somebody that is close to God will tell you, whatever somebody that is close to God will tell you can never be what you, that you are not close to God, will have as an opinion. So immediately he said this, Prophet Moses said, okay, I gave you the day of Saturday, that is Sabbath day. So he took Sabbath day. That's why the Quran is saying,
واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر إذ يعدون في السبت إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا ويوم لا يثبتون لا تأتيهم.
After they chose that day, it became a problem. Allah has one thing. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها. If Allah will never hold you responsible for what he has given you, if you have sinned now, Allah give you any favor or blessing, take it. He will assist you in how to use it. But if you say you don't want what Allah has given you, it's something else you want, then Allah will allow you to manage it yourself. So since they chose Sabt, that day they were not to walk. They said they will not walk, they will worship Allah, they will not do anything. Then Allah said, okay. Moses said, okay, Sabt was given to you. Any time of the Sabt, they come, they will see by the sea. They were living by the sea. They will see whale, all fish, they come out and they stay. Whenever it is not on a Sabbath, they don't see the fish to catch. So it now became a problem to them. They were the ones that chose that day. So how will they do it? Then they will now go on a Friday, dig hole so that it will trap the fish and the whale when it comes on Saturday, and then on Sunday they will come and take it. That is how they did. Then when Jesus Christ came, he also told them, he said, let's follow our father and then Ibrahim, like the prophet is asked to follow him now. If you have a good father, a pious father, you follow him. Let's get a day for us to be worshipping in. They said, no, we don't want Sabbath. Sabbath, already the Jews have taken it. Okay. Take Friday. They said, no, we don't want Friday. The first day Allah started in starting his creation, that is the day we want. Jesus Christ said, that's what you want. He said, that's what you want. Okay, take Sunday, Yomul Ahad, the first day they were given. And that day they took it and it became a test for them. They went ahead to even make Jesus Christ, they called him the Son of God. All this. So when the Prophet was in Mecca, then the people that came from Medina and have Islamized, they told the Prophet, they said, if you go to Medina now, there is no house that you go in that there is nobody who is calling on you, that you have somebody there. How do we all come together? Give us a day that all of us will come together to worship God, at least we see one another. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Nahnu al-akharun al-awwaluna." He said, what a wonderful issue. We are the last and we are the first. He said, and then Ibrahim told his people, take Friday as congregation. They said no. Moses, they refused to follow him. Jesus, they refused to follow him. Go, I give you the Friday Abraham has suggested. I give it to you. Oh. Those that are going to do their worship on Saturday, they have to pass through us first. Let alone those that are going to do their worship on a Sunday. Then the Prophet said, it is that day that Adam was created. On the last day. Is that day that he was sent to the world. Is that day that the day of judgment will take place. There is a time in that day that no person, no Muslim will be in it praying, saying salat and asking for forgiveness and asking for things from Allah except Allah gives it to him. Then he said this, the Sahabas were not clear what time it is. So Abdullah ibn Salam, he said, I know the time. So some people say no, the time is from the time Jummah starts to the end of Jummah. Some people said no, it's the time that the Imam sits down after half of the khutbah, the first khutbah has been said before he said second khutbah. Some said no. Abdullah ibn Salam said no. It is the last moment of the Friday before the sun sets. Then this other companions took him off. How can you say it is the last moment of the Friday before the sun sets? When Rasulullah Zama said, no Muslim will be in it saying his salat and asking Allah. There is no salat before Maghrib.
He said, the prophet has told us that whoever makes ablution after making wudu and stays in the mosque waiting for Salah, he's already in Salah. And here Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz said, this is where the Tijaniyas are lucky. This moment has been given to them. Every Tijaniya, every Friday, he is in ablution in the mosque and you to meet him there asking Allah, saying La ilaha illallah, and asking Allah for whatever he wants. That is the moment, that is the time. This is a hadith. It's not a question of you agree or you don't agree. You cannot say, I believe in this hadith, I don't believe in that hadith. You believe in all, but you choose the one you want to choose. That's why we are lucky. Allah has given us the Friday, and this time is a moment just before Maghrib, and at that time is the one that prays Qutiyatis Salat Fantashiru fil Ard Waqtagu bi Fadlillahi Wazkurullah Kathiran La'allakum Tuflihun. And it is there in the Quran, but Allah left it. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani came to ask us to take it up and be doing it, and Alhamdulillah, we are doing it. On the Day of Judgment, Allah is going to give judgment on all the people that are in difference of opinion concerning this.
ادعو الى سبيل ربك بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه وجادلهم بالتي هي احسن ان ربك هو اعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو اعلم بالمهتدين.
ادعو الى سبيل ربك بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه وجادلهم بالتي هي احسن ان ربك هو اعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو اعلم بالمهتدين. Here Allah is still talking to the prophet. Oh prophet, ادعو الى سبيل ربك, call to the path of your Lord. بالحكمه, with wisdom, والموعظه الحسنه, and beautiful admonitions. Inna rabbaka, for sure your Lord, a'lam biman dalla an sabilihi, is more aware of who has gone astray from his path. Who a'lam bil muhtadin, and he is more aware of the one that is rightly guided. Here Allah has asked him, has told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thumma awhayna ilayka alittabi milata ibrahima Hanifa. Sayyidina Ibrahim, he calls with wisdom. There is id'u ila sabili rabbik, there is id'u ila rabbik. When you are calling people that are not Muslims, particularly you are calling them ila sabili rabbik. When you are already calling Muslims to do more things that they are not yet doing, id'u ila rabbik. Now, ud'u ila sabili rabbik bil hikmati. What is the wisdom here? Wisdom here is for you to know that it is, you are not calling to yourself, you are calling to the path of Allah. Secondly, whoever is not on the path of Islam, he is on something else before you met him. And what he is on has already become his culture. And whenever somebody has a culture, it's difficult for him to leave it. If somebody is already on a path that is difficult for him to leave, and you go shouting on him, then how is it going to be? Moses was going to go to Pharaoh. Allah told him, وَقُولُوا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. When you go to him, talk to him gently. Because anybody you are trying to take from his own path to your path, he is comfortable with the path he's in. So it is very difficult for him to believe that there is another path. So you have to be very gentle and use wisdom. Here, there are situations that has happened that are a good example for us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day a young boy, handsome, strong, he saw a lady. He could not contain himself. and the lady, as if the lady is also having inclination to him. What did he do? What he did? He tried his best to have affair with her. But he is afraid that if he does that, it is a sin in Islam. So he is trying to get his permission. Who will he get permission from? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he went to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked the Prophet to give him permission to have affair with that lady. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he didn't tell him, get out of my front. What are you coming here to tell me? Is it like somebody comes to you and I said, you are a madam, there is this lady, I love her so much. Just allow, give me permission, let me go and commit, even if it's once. The Prophet did not send him away. The Prophet asked him, he put his hand on his shoulder and asked him, come. He brought him close. He said, what do you want to do? If somebody did that to your mother, will you like it? He said, Kai, may I be sacrificed for you? I don't like it. Then he tapped him again. If somebody did that to your sister, would you like it? He said, may I be a ransom to you? I don't like it. If you have a daughter, somebody did that to her, would you like it? He said, may I be a ransom for you, O Prophet? I wouldn't like it. He said, you see, it is not good. Then he put his hand on his chest. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say, Allah, cure his heart from this ailment. And make his heart clean. The boy rose up. He said, I didn't feel such thing in my heart again. And whenever it come close, I start looking at my mother, at my sister, at the possible children I'll have. See wisdom. He didn't send him away. He didn't say, what is this stupid thing you are talking about? Then Hassan and Hussein, they are brothers, just 9 months different. They saw an elderly man that they live with. He doesn't know how to make ablution. They don't know what to do. Then they said, okay, I will know what to do. The elderly man was sitting down, the two of them came and they started arguing in front of him. The way you make ablution is not correct. You, Hassan. Hussein said, you, it is you that don't know how to make ablution. They agreed. The two of them were arguing. Then, okay, what we will do? Hassan said, let's go and meet our father here. We will make and he will tell us who is correct. So they went in front of him. So the two of us are arguing. I said, he doesn't know how to make ablution. He said, so we have said, since you are here, I will make. Then he will make. Then you tell us who is correct. Hassan sat down and made ablution very well. After he made, Hussein also did ablution very well. He said, my children, the two of you know how to make ablution very well. It is your father who doesn't know how to make ablution. You see, wisdom. That's why you find out that this drama sometimes, it assists. Drama that there is wisdom in it, because you are not calling on anybody. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a story will come to him that such and such a person did this. Such and such a person did this. What these people did are not good. The person that came to tell him, he trusts them. But he will not call such and such a person and ask him. Because already it makes it difficult for him now to change. The Prophet will come in doing his admonition. He said, ha, why do I hear that there are people that do such and such a thing? It is not good. The person knows that he is the one. But since he was not called and he did not know that anybody has known, he is very happy. And he changes. One more reason to Hassana is whenever you are going to admonish, don't fill your admonition with putting fear into people. Fear into people. Mix fear. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira. Give good news. Then give strong news. Lift them up. Not that you are all the time you are talking of, if whoever does not do this, he will go to hell. Just anything that you want to make to pester people. Because there are a lot of Muslims who today
they have taken bid'ah to be anything that they were told is bid'ah, out of their fear for Allah, of Allah. Because they fear Allah. They fear the Prophet ﷺ. Similarly, they said the Prophet said this. They don't want to go near it. Like they tell somebody, this tijaniya you see this fool doing is bid'ah. The Prophet ﷺ said, kulli bid'atun dalalatun wa kulli dalalatun. Because of his fear and his dignity for Allah, he doesn't want to come close to it. So be very careful when you are calling to God. Inna rabbaka a'lam biman dalla an sabilihi wa a'lam bil muhtadin. He knows who is off the course. Don't also come, you are preaching, you want to bring plenty of hadith, bring plenty of ayahs. People will say, Kai, this man has knowledge. Are you calling to yourself? You are calling to the path of Allah. Maybe among those that you are preaching to, some of them are by far better than you in front of God. And sometimes, how many a times a person is preaching and it is in the preaching himself, he learns his own fault. So whoever is calling to Allah, to the path of Allah, Allah knows. Whoever is calling to something else, Allah knows. So may Allah guide all of us.
وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ
وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ فَهُوَ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, after bringing all this, he now gives a verse that is difficult to understand why it is here. وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ, if you are going to take retribution or retaliation, فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ, then take retaliation or retribution in equal length that you have been offended. وَلَا إِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِسَابِرِينَ. But if you are to be patient, wallahi, it is best for the one that is patient. Why here? This verse, a lot of people making commentary, they say it's Medina verse. Because it's talking about something that happened in Medina. Some people say no, it's still a Meccan verse. It's like a mujizah for the Prophet to know that something is going to happen that will raise his annoyance, and he will remember and he will not do it. Here, this surah was revealed before Surah Israel. As Surah Israel was revealed about 8 months before the Prophet went to Medina. When the Battle of Uhud was fought, because of the people that were killed in Badr, the Quraysh and the Mushrik were so annoyed. Hindu, particularly Binti Utba, she came out. She got Washiyu, that's a servant, a slave of another person, and he called him because he was known as one of the best archers or best javelin thrower. He said, Washiyu, come. I want something from you. If you do it, you will get your freedom. Said, what is it? He said, I want you to go with us to the war of Uhud. If you go there, make sure you kill Hamza for me. And Hamza is the uncle of the Prophet that loves the Prophet so much. Not only did he love the Prophet so much, he's an uncle to the Prophet and he's a cousin to the Prophet. At the same time. Because Sayyida Amina, when the father, the grandfather Abdul Muttalib went to marry her for his son Abdullahi, they found out that the senior sister was not yet married. So he now married as for the hands of Sayyida Amina to Abdullahi, and he himself married the senior sister.
No.
So Hamza is a senior brother to the Prophet from the cousin side as a cousin, and an uncle to the Prophet from his grandfather because he's the son of his grandfather. So there is that relationship that their mothers are from the same side, are sisters, and he is also a father to the Prophet. So the love he has for the Prophet was of immense measure. Then Hindu got this agreement that Wahshiyu should go and kill Hamza. Wahshiyu himself, he said, when I went to the Battle of Uhud, nothing, I did not go there, I don't understand what was the war was about. I wanted my freedom, and all I was doing was looking for Hamza. When he saw Hamza, he threw his javelin, and he got Hamza, and killed Hamza. Then there was commotion. After Hamza was killed, other people were killed. The commotion went to the extent that some Muslims that were put on the hill, initially they thought the Muslims were the victims, they came down and they were routed behind by Walid, Khalid bin Walid. And at the end, the commotion was so much that the Muslims started running. Hindu went and called Wahshiyu. Where is Hamza? He showed him. He said, I want you to pieces his meat for me, let me see it. Out of the hatred he has, because Hamza killed her relatives. Then out of annoyance, she took the heart of Hamza and was biting it, chewing it. Said, even now, I'm annoyed. I want to show my annoyance. I can get you alive. By the time the Prophet came and he saw how Hamza was mutilated, he couldn't bear it. He said, oh Allah, if you grant me power over these people, I will do this to 70 of them. Then he remembered, وَإِنْ عَاقِبُوا وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا مِثْلَ مَا عَاقَبْتُمْ بِهِ. You are following the path of an Ibrahim. He doesn't do this. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْخَسْنَةُ وَلَا تَسْتَوِي السَّيَّةُ وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْخَسْنَةُ وَلَا سَيَّةُ إِدْفَى بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. You are the one to pay evil with good, not evil with evil. And if you must pay, then let it be equivalent of what has been done to you. Wala yasabartum, but if you are to have patience, lahuwa khairun lisabirin. It is the best for those who have patience. That for you to have patience is best. So the Prophet, when he remembered this, he denounced his oath, he expiated his oath, and refused to do it. That's the Prophet. He didn't say, because I've said it, I will be finding a way around it. So that's why this verse was revealed. That's why a lot of ulama, they said this verse belongs to the Medina verse, even though it's a Meccan surah, because this is talking about Medina. Some said no, the Prophet had this, but this verse rang in him after he has made this statement. So always we have been told, don't quickly go to retaliate, because sometimes in retaliating you cannot retaliate exactly the way you retaliate. You have been offended. There was this Jew in the Arab stories that somebody came to borrow money from. He said, you will give me this money this particular day. If you don't give me that day, I will take a pound of your flesh. Do you agree, the man out of poverty? He said, yes, he agreed. He would try to pay before that day. Unfortunately, that day came and he couldn't pay. Then the man went to the court and said, this man is owing me a pound of flesh. This is the agreement we had. The judge is very intelligent. So this is the agreement you had. He said, yes. If it's agreement, it must be fulfilled. Where is the man? He came. He took a very sharp knife, he gave him. He said, you gave him the loan once, isn't it? He said, yes. So you are going to cut his meat once, but it must be exactly 1 pound, that once. If it's not, then we are going to
take also the one you have taken from him. The man now saw that it's not possible for him to take a pound of flesh in one go. And there was no blood in your agreement. So the man now backed down. And they now had an agreement. That's why Allah is always telling us, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٍ مِثْلِهَا. If somebody does evil to you, if you want to retaliate, always it has to be equivalent. Here, you see, the word to say, فَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ, it shows that you are strong. Because nobody can retaliate except you are strong. That's why Allah is always telling us, وَأَيْدُوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْرِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ أَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَأَدُوَكُمْ. Try to prepare in strength for your enemy. Okay, you cannot even retaliate if you are not strong. Here, we'll ask, if is it that Allah is showing the way Allah is talking, that he doesn't want us to retaliate, he doesn't want to punish, then why are there punishments? Because you have deterrence, you have punishment. If somebody has drunk alcohol, 12 strokes. If somebody has committed zina, he has never been married, 100 strokes. If somebody is been married, he's supposed to be killed. Then why is all this? Allah likes us to be patient. It's simple. If you have a strong government, and you have a strong society, and you have a strong king, or a strong leader of government, everybody is afraid. If everybody knows that, a thief knows that if he steals, he will be caught, and his hand will be taken, he is sure he will not steal. That's why the Prophet said, La yazni azani hina yazni wa huwa mumin. Committing zina, the time he's committing zina, he has no pity. Because if he believes he will be caught, at that time, he will. I think there's a battery. So, important for states to be strong, for your judges to be honest, for your police to be honest, so that the whole society knows that if they are caught, it is not a simple thing. But if you are not strong, in those days, full of strength, and what everybody saw in them, their king was very powerful. Everybody was afraid, and nobody will dare do any evil. This is how they were. When you also have strength, and you can retaliate, try to forgive. That is the only way your strength will be maintained. So we saw the situation when people start looking down on Christians, calling them pagans, Arnam Banza. They became stronger, they did not become weaker. All of us, we should try to do this and be very careful. We should learn not to use our strength to quickly retaliate. You are stronger over your wife, she has done something wrong, quickly take, I've divorced you. A day will come, you will have no person to look after you. If you have strength, use your strength with wisdom. وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. And this patience we are talking about is very important. In the Quran, we find Allah always calling to patience. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَا مِنْ أَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. They are different. This one is saying, وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Because it has not touched you. You have been advised. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ. For the one who has patience and even forgive, Allah is saying, وَاللَّهِ لَا مِنْ أَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, is a great character. And in another place, Allah is always saying, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Everybody, he gets his payment for what he has done, not the one that is patient.
when Allah is going to reward the one that is patient, there is no limit to the reward. The reward just keep coming. That Allah says, Inna Allah ma'a sabirin, He is with even those that have patience, is enough for you. And Inna ma'a yuwa sabirin ajrahum bighayri hisab, that He will give reward to the patient without limit. You see, you can see what you are going to get. That's why people normally say, if somebody is patient and you go to offend him, if you know what he's going to get from Allah, you will not have offended him. So let us learn to be patient at all times and use wisdom in our approaches. May Allah assist all of us.
وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِّمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ
وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِّمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ Here, Allah now emphasized, this is the part of Abraham. Wasbir, O Prophet, have patience. Wama sabaruka illa billah. Know that your patience is by Allah. Wala takhzan alayhim. Don't be sad over them if they don't believe in you. Wala takhfi dhaykin mimma yamkurun. Don't be constricted in your heart into as regards to their plots and their plan. What is this meant to be? What is the meaning of wala tahzan, wala taku fi dhaykin? If you are strong and you hear somebody who is not strong daring you, are you going to be sad? There's no sadness. For example, you have a million in your bank. And you have 50 naira to 100 naira in your house. And you are hearing your servant, he doesn't know you are hearing him, that I know I will do it for this my master. He's always keeping 50 naira, 100 naira, I'm going to steal it. Will it make you sad? What is it to the money you have? This is what Allah is saying. Wasbir, have patience. No, wa ma sabaruka illa billah. It's by Allah that they're going to have patience. If you are with Allah, what are you afraid of? What are you sad about? People are plotting against you, and you are with Allah. Whatever could be taken, don't be constricted. What you want to do, go ahead and do it. Don't be constricted by anything, whether in your heart or in your own plans. You want to do something, just because you heard that your enemy is trying to do something to you, then you feel weak. No, no, no. وَمَا سَبَرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ The patience you are having is by Allah. It's not by your own self. It's not by your strength.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ
إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ Then Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ, No, pa, inna Allah, for sure, indeed, Allah, ma'al ladhina taqaw, is with those that are careful and conscious of Allah not to enter into what will give them the wrath of Allah. Wal ladhina hum muhsinun. And Allah is with those that are excellent in their work. Here, whoever is pious, Allah is already with you. Why? Because taqwa is work of the heart. Ihsan is work of the soul. Islam is work of the body. In the hadith that Angel Gabriel came to discuss with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he talked of Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. Islam is the work of the body. وَأَن تُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَتُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَتَصُومُوا رَمَضَانَ وَتَحُجُّوا الْبَيْتَ لِمَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. This is it. All you do with your body. Whether you are sincere, you are not sincere, nobody knows. What of iman? أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره كله ومليه. All this is the work of the heart. And whoever is doing the work of the heart, Allah knows. So he's the one that is called Muttaki. The Prophet ﷺ said, اتَّكِ النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشَكِّ تَمْرَتِ. What is the meaning of taqwa? Taqwa is for you to put a screen between you and something. Is it between you and Allah? Yes, no. Allah has attributes that are loving attributes. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Ra'uf. All these are beautiful attributes. He also has attributes that nobody wants to even go near. Al-Muntakin, Al-Aziz, Al-Kawiyu. These are attributes of Allah that anybody that comes close, not it. Attributes are in two. You have Jamal, you have Jalal. The Jamal you want, the Jalal you are afraid of. In between you and these attributes that can easily perish anybody, you put something between you and it. What do you put? Ta'atullah wa rasulih. Obedience to Allah and the Prophet. That's why the Prophet said, be also afraid of hell, even if it's just by a spate of dates that you take to give somebody else a sadaqah. Ihsan is the work of the soul. You cannot get it. Allah gives. You don't earn it. But you try to earn it. How? By doing extra work. إن المتكين في جنات وعيون آخرين ما آتيهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسهر هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم. All these are extra work. Those that are متكين, they are already in paradise. They will be taking آخرين ما آتيهم ربهم, but there is something else they will take, because they were people of level of ihsan. What do they used to do? Kanu qalila min al-layli ma yahjaun. They used to sleep at night but little. Kum al-layla illa qalila. It's not by compulsory. It's now excess work, because that's what how Abraham is. He was asked to build a house. It got to his level. He didn't stop. He went ahead until a level where no house can easily come close to. Kanu qalila min al-layli ma yahjaun. And immediately, it is in the morning, before subhi, they are asking Allah, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Of amwalihim, haqqul lisail wal maharum. And out of their wealth, they give out to those asking and those that cannot ask. This is not zakah. Because in zakah, Allah said, of amwalihim, haqqul ma'alum, lisail wal maharum. Hakun ma'alum is already, that is zakah, because it is well defined. This one is hakun lisa'il wal mahrum, is not defined, it's sadaqah. All these are extra work. If you continue to do extra work, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, wala yazalu abdi yataqarrabu ilayya bin nawafili hatta uhibbu. You will not desist from doing extra work, extra work, extra work, until Allah will love you. When He loves you, in one hadith, kuntuhu, I become Him. In another one, I become His hearing, with which He hears, His sight, with which He sees, His hand, with which He strikes, His leg, with which He walks. If He was to ask me, I would give Him. And here Allah said, He's with you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Because Allah is with these people, that's why people ask you, visit the awliya of Allah. Because if Allah is with them, if you go there, then Allah is also with you. All these things are in the Quran, but it's not anywhere else. Sometimes you need a microscope to see it. You cannot just sit down and say there is no microbe in the air. These scientists, they are telling lies. Take a microscope. You can't say your hand is free of bacteria. take a microscope. You can't take a microscope until you go to somebody who has a microscope. So this is how these things are. So always be with those that you are sure are among the Muslims. That's why whoever you stay with is important. This brings us to the end of this surah. But what was the name of this surah? Surah what? Nahl. The bee. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ ثُمَّ كُلِّي مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكَ زُلُلًا يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. This is what Allah told us. The bee goes to this tree, goes to that tree, goes to this flower, goes to this flower, takes everything. What comes out of it? A saliva. Something that is sweet. You too. You go. You too. Anywhere. You too, if you go anywhere, best.
You hear from there.
Sweet, come out of you. He gave you milk to drink. He gave you lahaman tariyan, meat, fresh meat in the sea. All this is to sustain you, that your capability. You think Allah will bring you, put all these resources surrounding you, give you this capability for nothing? He has told you, what is it for? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. It's for you to be able to worship him. That's why he now gave you an example. If you have two people, this one is capable. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا عَبْدًا مَمْلُوكًا لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ عَبْدًا مَمْلُوكًا وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا عَبْدًا مَمْلُوكًا لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ قَلُّ عَلَى مَوْلَيْهُ رَجُلَيْنِ I've come. This is somebody who does not have the capability. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا عَبْدًا رَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَّا رِزْقًا. This man that we have given all the sustenance to work with, is it the same with one that has nothing to work with? So Allah has given all this example in this surah. So let us ask ourselves, do we have resources? وَسَخَرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنَّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. All this Allah has subjected to us. We have the resources. Just looking at it and contemplating at it, we Allah by that way give us a lot of reward. We use it for our worship. To do our subhi, we know the time. To do our zuhr, we know the time. To do our asr, we know the time. Maghrib, we know. Isha, we know, because Allah has subjected the sun to us. We use it to dry what we want to dry. We use it to warm ourselves when we want to warm, because He has subjected it to us. If Allah has given us all these resources,
why would we not take it if we have the capability? ليس على الأعمى خرج ولا على الأعرج خرج ولا على البعيد خرج. The one that has no capability, he is sick or he is a leper or he is crippled, is not the one or that Allah is talking about, or he is blind. But you are not like that. That's why at the end of it all, Allah brought example of a sahabat who made hijrah after he saw his father and mother killed, and himself brought close to fire that his skin boiled. Yet Allah said he forgave him. Then where are you? If this person Allah is still talking of, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, then he came back to you and said, you too, if you have done any evil and you come back, you make tawbah, Allah said he has forgiven. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُنْعَدَّ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا قَدْ بَيَّنَا لَكُمْ الْآيَاتِ. Allah, whenever the land is dry, is dead, he can bring it back alive. With what? With tawbah. That is why Sayyidina Umar, he used to make kunut every subuh here in fellowship of the Prophet. In second rakah, after signing up from ruku, Sayyidina Umar used to make kunut. And this kunut is very important because you are waking up in the morning. If you are going to be able to do the work Allah asks you to do or not, at least make a resolve and be strong to do it. Because the kunut is saying, Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastahdiyaka wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka wa nu'minu bika wa natawakkal alayka wa nusni alayka al-khair kulluhu nashkuruka wa la naghfiruka wa nakhla'u wa natruku ma yabduruka Allahumma iyyaka na'budu wa laka nusalli wa na'budu wa ilayka nas'a ولك نسعى ونخشى ونسعى. All this is in the kunut. And they are promised, O Allah, inna nasta'inuka. It is you that we are seeking for his assistance. Wanastahdiyaka, it is you we are seeking for his guidance. Wanastaghfiruka, it is you we are seeking for his forgiveness. Wanatubu ilayka, it is you that we are repenting back to. In Subuh Ifa, it is you, Wanumini Bika, that we have faith in. Wanatawakal Aleika, we are going to depend on you throughout the day, on you. Nashkuruka. O Allah, we are thankful to you. Wala nakfuruka, and we will not deny you. Whatever we see is from Allah, we take it. Wanathruku mayabjuruka. Anybody that we see is going against your path, Allah will abandon such a person. Allahumma iyyaka na'budu, O Allah, it is you we worship. Wa ilayka nas'a wa nafid, it is unto you that we are running to and we are galloping to. Nakhsha azabaka, and we are afraid of your punishment. Inna azabaka al-kafirina mulhik, because for sure, inna azabaka al-jid, your stern punishment is going to meet with those that deny. This is what is in the kunut. In the mazhab of Imam Malik and Imam Shafi, they said it is sunnah to do kunut in subuhi after you raise up from the ruku, because they said first Allah, whenever he does Sami Allahu liman hamidahu, then he will do his kunut. Ahmad bin Hanbal and Abu Hanifa, they said it is not that you should do kunut in nafila, specifically in Shafi and Wutr. But you ask yourself, what will benefit you? Take it. And we are Malikiya. This is it. And early in the morning, Wabil Asher, whom yastakfirun, Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, he gave also his istighfar. That he said, it's mukafiratism. He said, Allahumma inni astakfiruka lima tuktu ilayka bihi thumma uttu fihi. Oh Allah, I'm seeking your forgiveness from what I have repented from and went back to it. Wastaghfiruka lima wa'adtuka wa akhlaftuka fihi. And I'm seeking your forgiveness from what I promised to do to you and I couldn't do it and I disobeyed you. Wastaghfiruka lima, I also seek your forgiveness from what I intended for you, but to, for your face, and I couldn't do it. وَاسْتَكْفُرُكَ لِمَا أَنْ أَمْتَ عَلَيَّا وَتَقَوَّيْتُ بِهَا عَلَى مَا سِيَتِكَ. And I'm seeking your forgiveness from the ni'mah you have given to me, the blessing you have given to me, and I use it against you, O Allah. وَاسْتَكْفُرُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ لِكُلِّ ذَنْبٍ أَذْنَبْتُهُ وَلِكُلِّ مَعْصِيَةٍ ارْتَكَبْتُهَا وَلِكُلِّ ذَنْبٍ أَحَاطَ بِهِ عِلْمُ اللَّهِ. This Shaykh Matijani, at his level. And oh Allah, I seek forgiveness from you from all sins that I have committed, from all evils that I have carried out myself, from any sin at all that you know, your knowledge encompasses that even I don't know. Oh Allah, forgive me. He said, before morning salat, this ashar, just before subuhi, before fajr, say it. You say kunut in the morning, by the time the next morning is coming, you also say this. Somebody will say, in kunut, why are you promising what you cannot do? Man hamma bihasnatin walam ya'malha kataba Allahu lahu hasnatan kamilatan. If you intend sincerely to do good and you try and you couldn't do it, Allah will write that you have done one full good. That's Allah. Let us all try, after learning the surah, to abide by it, to always do kunut in the morning, in subuhi, and always do this istighfar of Shaykh Matijani, that will wipe all your sins. In his azab awrat, may Allah forgive all of us.
Ameen.
From here, we go to the next surah, which is the surah to Israel. Inshallah, we start from it tomorrow. It's the 17th surah of the Quran. May Allah take us to the time.
Ameen.
But are they hearing? Those at the back, are you hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Among the, it's like, there's a brother that loves his brother, so he must pray.
Let's always recite Kul Allah 3 times. May Allah forgive the brother he lost.
Amen.
May Allah forgive him.
Amen.
And the second one, this person wants to know whether it is allowable to pray with a cloth that has a picture of human being on another picture. That he had a one madam saying it's not allowed.
The issue of prayer is issue of concentration and attention. Whatever will take your attention in prayer, don't allow it. Whatever will not take your attention in prayer, is you are free to do whatever you want. If the picture is in your plot, it's not taking your attention, it doesn't matter. But if it's going to take your attention, then don't. Even if it's the cloth that you put, it's a costly cloth that will take your attention, you should not also pray with it. So anything that will take your attention in prayer, because when you say Allahu Akbar, you should be for Allah until you finish.
This person wants to know whether if somebody commits sin, so has been committed sin and he ended up with Kalimat Shahada, whether he will go to enter paradise.
The beginning of Islam is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. What is requested from you at the end of when you are leaving this world is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Whoever his beginning is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and his end is La ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah, he will enter paradise, inshaAllah.
This person wants to know that some Christians do say that Prophet Ibrahim was not patient, that was why he accepted his slave as well.
He is saying that some Christians say that Prophet Abraham was not patient, that's why he accepted a Christian as a slave, as a wife. Let them not get married for 50 years and see what it is and know whether they are patient, or let them pray that Allah should not give them a child and see whether they are patient. This a person that married a wife for 80 years without a child, and the wife gave the husband a slave girl, and you say he's not patient. I don't know what you want to call patient. They are not the one to tell us about Abraham, it's Allah to tell us.
Assalamu alaikum. Please, if one makes one rakah in Maghrib and forget to say the Surah Al-Fatiha and the recitation out, please, is there any consequence?
If you miss a rak'ah and you are bringing it, you forgot to say your Fatiha and your Surah out, which means you have missed saying it out. You bring Sajdatul Qabli. That's what you do.
Please, is it true that 10 days, 10 days ending? Please, is it true that there's an ayah in Holy Quran that if you pass that ayah or finish the Quran, one must
slaughter
one man, you can wash anything and Allah will answer you. One can wish anything and Allah will answer. Answer the wish.
Zamzam lima shiribat, yasin lima kuriat. That's what the Prophet said.
Mm.
Zamzam, if you drink it for whatever purpose you drink it for, Allah will answer. Yasin, if you recite it for whatever you recite it for, Allah will answer. There is such a surah. It's called Yasin.
Assalamu alaikum. What is the effect of saying this one is like? He said, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu."
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
That he heard somebody say that by adding the Allah there is wrong. It's wrong.
Adding
Ta'ala.
Ta'ala.
Ta'ala wa barakatuhu.
I don't understand the question.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu. That he.
By adding Ta'ala is wrong?
No.
Is the person saying? Whoever says that definitely is not, he has to go to the mental house. By saying Allah the Most High, by just putting Most High, it's wrong. By saying Warahmatullahi Ta'ala, by saying Most High, the person is wrong, he should go to the hospital. May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen our faith.
Amen.
May Allah grant us faith.
Amen.
May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet.
Amen.
May Allah bring peace to our country.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen this government.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen our country.
Amen.
May Allah bring blessing to our country.
Amen.
May Allah forgive all our parents.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our ulama.
Amen.
May Allah reward all the ulamas we have.
Amen.
May Allah grant us success in our studies.
Amen.
Grant success in our business.
Amen.
Grant us success in our work.
Amen.
May Allah bring peace and blessing to our campus.
Amen.
May Allah bring peace and blessing to our mosques.
Amen.
May Allah bring peace and blessing to our family.
Amen.
May Allah make us to see the Prophet
Sallallahu
Alaihi Wasallam.
Amen.
This world and the hereafter.
Amen.
May Allah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All those intending Islam with evil, may Allah destroy them.
Amen.
All those Muslims intending Islam wrongly, may Allah correct them.
Amen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatih lima ughliq wal khatim lima sabaqa nasul haqqul haqq wal hadi ila siratikal mustaqim wa ala alihi haqqa qadriyya mikdaril azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal muslimin. Alhamdulillah.